7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh, they mowed.
Oh, that's nice. It even smells like mowed.
Mowed grass.
Okay, here we go. At the sound of the jingling keys, it will be 1930 UTC. All right, let's do this. Hello, and welcome to another very exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. A large bird is flying over me. Where is he? I saw the shadow, but I didn't see the bird. It's another extraordinarily beautiful day. It's about 19 degrees. Skies are clear. There's a slight breeze blowing. And they mowed the grass down here at the approach to the creek. The little lawn before we get into the creek. I decided to come out to the creek today because, well, we didn't see anything at Heron Haven the other day, and we didn't see anything at Tranquility the other day, and we haven't been seeing Jack. Seems like we have all the best luck when we're down here in the local creek, not 200 meters from my house. So I have just walked under the canopy, and we're gonna, hey, this looks like fox poop in the middle of the trail. Has there been a fox lurking around? Is there a fox down in this little ravine? Or how about a marmot? How about any kinds of dudes? No, but one of those flies just bit me on my shin. And now it's itchy. Oh, I hear a chattering squirrel up in a tree somewhere. What's he yapping about? I don't know. There might be something over there that he's concerned about. But I certainly can't see anything. Everything is still all very green. Very, very green. The vast majority of the leaves are still on the trees. These leaves are mostly still green. What was that sound over there? So there's not a lot of visibility. There are some leaves turning yellow. And there are a few leaves on the ground. But, you know, not like we're having complete and utter autumn yet. So I'm working my way down the extraordinarily treacherous slope with my extraordinarily treacherous shoes that have no tread on the bottom. There's no grip. I got no grip. Ugh. But that's okay. Heard another weird sound up there. What am I hearing? There must be a squirrel running around in the leaves. But I am now down here in the creek valley, looking upstream. Looking downstream. What do I keep hearing? Alright, let's get up here next to the water. See if we can find any golf balls. Has anybody lost any golf balls in the last couple of days? Well, I'm not immediately seeing any. Which means we probably got to get down in there just in case. Make sure we don't miss anything critical. Okay, so with the slippery shoes, this isn't going to be good. Into the creek. Yeah, all right. I'm in the creek bed. Down on the sand, right next to the water. White golf ball in the water. Another white golf ball in the water. Ooh, is that a practice ball? It's something. And being as there's a stick right here, I'm just gonna poke at this ball. What is this unusual white golf ball that has strange stripes and stuff on it? Oh, it's a Pinnacle practice ball. And it's the weirdest one I've ever seen. It's not yellow. I'm washing it off. It's white. And it has three, what color is this? Teal stripes on it. I'm gonna pick this one up. I'm gonna pick this one up just because it's so damn weird. There's another white golf ball over there that does not look interesting in any way, shape, or form. Let's keep walking up. Hey, I think I'm finding tracks. I was gonna say these are fox tracks, but I'm not sure. No, yeah, definitely. Definitely some fox tracks down here. That's good. Now, here's something weird. There's another one of those. What side is this? This is my right side. My right ear just went crazy itchy. And I'm about to freak out. Alright, this ball's going in my pocket because there's another white golf ball here in the deep water that is right below the golf ball eating ravine. I can see a white golf ball up in the ravine next to the beer can. I don't care. The golf ball that's right here in the water requires a stick. And I want it because... Which one is... Oh, I thought it was the brown and orange. But it's not. It's the red, white, and blue. It's another one of these weird TaylorMades. Wash it off a little bit here. It's the TaylorMades that have the strange triangular... it's kind of got a scuff here. Looks like it hit concrete. It's the funny logo ball that has the logos where, you know, soccer ball spots should be. Except this is the flag version one. I do have one of these balls. But I'm going to pick this one up. I'm going to keep this one because now I got two of these. And this one's kind of, like I said, this one's got a scuff. But if I ever run into anybody who wants to start a golf ball collection, they're probably going to want one of these. So let's step over the running water here. There's some fox dig. Fox has been digging here. There's a white number two noodle in the water, and we got something else here. What is this? Oh my god, it's another Precept. It's a Precept 22. Oh, I don't know what to do. I'm gonna grab it. It's right here in the picnic table. Now, you might be asking, Tobe, why are you picking this one up? Well, because we've got a lot of other Precept 22s. I like the number 22. Vent de. It was the number that I wore when we got our new jerseys when I played football as a child. We got a golfer up here. We got some guys in a cart. Losers. Anyway, so we got another Precept 22. Need to wash this off a little bit better. There we go. This one's not in the best shape. Yeah, so what? We've only found white golf balls today. And I'm picking them up. Why is this happening? I have no idea. Okay. The water level is a little bit higher today. I cannot cross here where I was crossing before. Well, I could. We'd have to walk through some water. And I think I'm going to. Oh, or maybe not. Is that a ball or is that a leaf? Yeah, okay. It's that time of year again when we get to play an exciting game down here in the creek called Is It a Ball or Is It a Leaf? Oh my god, my ear is so itchy right now. I'm freaking out. But now my hand is dirty. And my hand keeps getting gunk on the ball before I can put it in my pocket. Okay. Now, what were we going to play? We were going to play, is it a ball or is it a leaf? That looks like a ball from this angle. That's a ball. So, we climb up onto... we climb up onto the bank. It's just a yellow ball, and it's sitting right here next to a white Callaway. The yellow ball is a Titleist number 4. Nothing good. I thought it was a green, but it is not. All right, well, since we're up here on this bank, let's progress a bit further. See if there's any other golferoo, McBurroo around here. Don't see any. I don't see any. Come on, give me a red. Give me something good. Give me a blue. Give me a green. Give me a cool golf ball. Well, I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah. It's not much down here. I can see some white golf balls in the creek. In the water. Where we can't get to them. Which is just as good. Because I don't want any damn white golf balls. Except for the 3 that I've already picked up. What am I thinking? What am I doing? Hey, that was fox poop right there too, but it was old. Okay, so we know our fox is probably still down here doing fox stuff, which is good. Yeah, there's a white golf ball hiding under there too. It's a logo ball of some kind. There's a logo ball in the water over there too. It's a co-op ball. Didn't we find that the other day? Yeah, I think we did. Alright, so if we can't go that way, why is there so much water in the creek? It didn't rain. People must be watering their lawns. It didn't rain. And I'm still holding this yellow ball and this white Callaway. I want neither of them. So, we are going to just drop them somewhere convenient for someone else to find. Perhaps right here in the water. Splash. Alright. So I'm reaching into my pocket as I climb out of the creek. I got the Precept 22, Pinnacle Practice. Yeah, I'm keeping these 3. Because, well, I'm sure I'll find a use for them. Tobe, how's the progress coming along on your golf ball cannon? Well, the truth of the matter is I have the barrel. I've got the powder. I've got the golf balls. I just need to do a couple of little things. Okay, what's going on here? Well, yeah, the water level is just high enough that this little part where we jump down into the creek to go rock hopping is kind of inconvenient. Do I want to risk it? You know what? I kind of do. How are we going to do this? Well, first of all, we got to move this damn stick because that's in the way. There's bugs. Now, the normal rocks that I need to step on are underwater. Except for that one. Am I going to make it? I need to get 1 foot here, 1 foot there, and then go step, 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 step. That works. Sort of. Okay. But now where am I? where am I going? Okay, well, you know, at some point in time, you just got to go for it, right? Right. So, on three, one, go, two, three. Oh, yeah, I'm already going. Okay, so far so good. Standing in the middle of the creek. Water on both sides of me. Okay, next rock. That rock, that rock, that rock, and then jump. Okay, rock, 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 and jump. Excellent. I have traversed the creek with my excellent rock hopping techniques that I learned from rock hopper penguins when I was living in the Arctic. Wait, no, where do rock hoppers live? Africa? South America? I don't remember. That doesn't matter because I've never been there anyway. Okay. I'm just walking down the creek in the creek bed. And now I'm crossing over. And I gotta do that thing where I climb up a bunch of tree roots and grab onto a tree and pull myself up. Okay, we're good, no problem. Alright. I'm up on the opposite bank now. This would be the Rive Gauche. And I'm just walking down the little animal path where my foxes like to run and my mottis. The last time I saw a mati, I was just right about up here. Hey, what came sliding down the dirt right here? Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, so last time I saw Mati, I was standing right about here, and I heard some very Mati sounds on the other side of that big, big tree. And when I went up to take a look, there was a Mati sort of jogging away from me. It was funny. He wasn't in a hurry. He was just loping. He was just loping along. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. All right, I'm in a little golf ball area. This is where the golf balls like to fall if you hit a bad shot off of tee number one. Actually, I think it's up here a little bit further. But anyway, I'm spending some time scanning the ground. Oh wait, why did we come down here? We're not going to be able to get out again. We're going to have to go back. Let's just go see what's going on up here. Looking for golf bars. Looking for golf bars. I'm finding lots of little bottles. This is like the third one that I've seen today, but I'm not picking them up. I do not need to pick up trash and then take it into my house. Even though that seems like the thing I need to do at all times. Resources. Resources, people. Oh my god, here's another one. This one is a good one, but I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. No. Okay. Doesn't look like there's much in the way of golf balls around here. I guess the golf season is sort of gradually coming to an end. But I imagine this weekend is probably going to be great for golf. Weather-wise. Wait, what's in the water down here? There's something strange. There's like three red things attached to each other by Vasis Los. Oh, it's just an illusion. It's a printed label. Okay, white golf ball. What was I talking about? There's another white golf ball. Oh, yeah. Look, the fox has been digging in this loam. That's funny. It should be good golf weekend. The weather's really good. And maybe people will lose some golf balls for me. Really nice ones. Like really nice purple ones. That would be nice. Alright, let's see what's going on over here. Ooh. Now the big question becomes, can I cross the creek? Yeah, no. No. Well, it was nice while we could do it, but we can no longer cross the creek here. Water level is up. Can't get to our rocks. Then there's just mud. We can't get to that rock. So that means we got to turn around and go the other way to get back out of here. And that's fine. But first, I want to go up here on this side a little bit further. Ooh. I'm glad I did, because there's an old Mati den right here. I wonder when the last time that marmot den was used. It's very nice. Okay, I see little birds hopping around. There's not much further I can go, really. Kinda, but I'm not interested. Okay. So, let's turn it around. I'm going to turn around, head back the way I came, and use this opportunity to tell you about what I did yesterday. All right, regular members of the Dubious Goals Committee who attended yesterday's meeting are aware that I started making something stupid. Just like all the things I make. What did you make, Tobe? We talked about a lot of things, but basically all I ended up doing was making a panel to go in a rack. And this panel, the only thing it has on it are some LEDs and some jacks. And you can send a control voltage signal to these jacks for no reason other than to light up the LED. That's right. It's my LED module. And the day before yesterday, I made the panel and I painted it. And you saw the lovely panel. And if you want to see the panel again, well, that link should be popping up in Calm now. If you're not in Calm, you can join us if you want to talk to me live during the show. Join SDF. Try sdf.org. Sign up. And then when you're at the shell, type COM, C-O-M, and you'll be plopped into a room with the rest of us crazy committee members. Anyway, I took that panel that I made, and yesterday afternoon, after I ate a delicious lunch, and I had a pickle, I populated the panel. I put the LEDs in, I put the jacks on, I soldered everything up, bloom, 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 and it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And now I have this panel mounted near my synth, in or about the proximity of my synthesizer. And it works great. I can feed it clock. I can feed it gate. I can feed it triggers. I can feed it LFO. I can light up LEDs. I put the blue on the top, the yellow in the middle, and the red on the bottom. And it's super great. And I intend to use it tonight. By the way, I should be posting the link to that picture as well. The completed light module. I took a picture of that before I put it in the rack. And I'm going to use it tonight during synth battle. That's right. Tonight. On a non-radio. At 0300 hours. Synth Battle Royale. An online streaming live improvisational synthesizer battle. I will be there. And that's going to start in 7 hours and 5 minutes. So set a timer for 7 hours and 5 minutes from now. Join us. Synth Battle Royale. Because whatever I do, I can be guaranteed to use my new LED light module. Of course, that doesn't affect you any because you can't see it. Synth Battle is a radio show. I'm balancing on rocks right now. But you can be assured that I will enjoy all the blinky lightness. Oh, yes, successfully back up on the bank. A little bit of tricky rock hopping there. Speaking of lunch, I'm going to have a good lunch again today. I'm going to have... Ooh, do I want to pick up this twig? Look at this twig. It would make a great model tree. Put it down, Tobe. No, we don't need to drag more stuff into the house. I'm going to have a good lunch today and another pickle. Because when I was at the store 2 days ago, whenever... I thought, you know, I'm almost out of pickles. I only have like 3 or 4 pickles left. Maybe I should get some more of those pickles. So I looked all around the store, which is in the middle of rearranging everything again because shelf square footage is money. So it took me a while to find the pickles. I finally found them. They only had 2 containers left. I wonder if they're discontinued. And neither of those containers were the hot and spicy pickles. They were just regular pickles. So I bought the regular pickles. Brought them home yesterday. I decided, oh, maybe I should go through the battle of opening the pickle thing. Because it's not a normal jar. No, it's some kind of hermetically sealed container that used to be used to store nuclear waste. And so it had to be super secure and they're impossible to open. And brine goes everywhere and you have to have knives and tools. And no wonder this company can't sell any pickles. Nobody can get them if they buy them. That and they cost $10 a container. Anyway, so I bought the regular pickles thinking, oh, I wonder if these are any good. Then yesterday I went through the battle. Hey, there's golf balls over here. There's 2 golf balls over here. They're both yellow. Oh, yellow Callaway. Yellow Srixon. They're both nice. There's a nice logo ball. Oh no, it's a Kirkland and somebody drew magic marker on it. Okay, taking these yellow balls back over to the main zone here. And I'm going to throw them in the water. So somebody else can find them. Next to those other 2 that I put down there. 1, 2, 3. So to make a long story short, I did eventually manage to get the damn pickles open. And I ate one of the new pickles, one of the new non-spicy pickles. And while at first I was disappointed that it wasn't spicy, I then realized that it didn't matter. We didn't need the spice because this again was another high quality, delicious, yummy pickle. Hooray! Hooray for more pickles! So I ate it. And I'm gonna eat another one today. And now I'm getting nervous because if the store isn't going to carry them anymore because nobody buys them, because nobody can get them open, where am I going to get these? I finally found a good pickle. Am I going to have to mail order pickles? Am I going to have to... No, I don't want to order my pickles online. That reminds me, I'm waiting for a package from Amazon, but it still hasn't arrived. I have climbed out of the creek and should tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every goddamn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe. I'm exhausted. I want a pickle.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?